Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, a base reaction to Thunderbolts!
Woo!
Asterix. Yeah. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And what did we think of Thunderbolts? Asterix.
Okay, you know what? You've already stopped listening because I've already said the magic word, full spoiler.
How about this? Hey, it was good.
It's good.
Go watch it. Yeah. If you don't want anything else about, like, hear our bullshit, just go watch it. Yeah. It was actually very good.
Yeah.
Like,
we all had a good time.
Wow.
Go watch it, then come back and listen to the rest.
Yeah.
And, now, spoilers from here on out.
This time we're serious spoilers.
Yeah.
So, when we went to the screen, I just want to talk about this first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When we went
Get out of the way.
When we went to the screening, we sat with Nick Mason, our good friend. And he made a joke that the asterisk on the popcorn bucket and the pass we had 6 stars, points, but the one on the screen had 5. And he's like, whoa, that represents how many guys are in the team. And I wonder if because there's 5, it means that one of them's going to die straight away.
Yeah.
And yeah, Taskmaster gets shot in the head.
Immediately. Yeah, wow. It was very funny.
I've said this before on this podcast, probably another podcast. Mm-hmm. I think it's really funny whenever you get the novelty popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's become less funny now that that's like a thing, you know?
Well,
like the Dune popcorn bucket or
whatever. No, but that's different. That's a different funny than we experienced yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We saw at the cinema concession stand, and I am kicking myself because I didn't bring it in, but I swear to God, Baseless Speculation fans, base heads, that we will have it somewhere in the background in upcoming episodes because I will bring it in. They had a I think it was meant to be a combination drink bottle popcorn bucket. Now, the drink bottle is in the shape of an asterisk.
A six-pointed asterisk. As made famous by the film Thunderbolts.
Yes.
Asterisk.
And when I asked for it, the guy was like, you're going to have to put the drink in. It's too hard. I was like, what could he mean?
I would just like to say shout out to that guy. He was the big boss of that cinema.
Damn, dude.
It doesn't go higher than him.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So he was just like, no.
He was like, it's awkward.
I'm bigger than this. And you.
And he's correct.
He was right, dude.
Yeah, he was a side manager.
Yeah. It's an asterisk in the shape of asterisk, like 3D printed asterisk.
Yeah.
And then it's like surrounded by a circle.
Yeah, and it's got a slot like a in cylinder. A kind of like tub
so
that you slot it into.
And so like the cylinder has, the inverted asterisk.
Yeah.
So it's sharp.
So if it was a popcorn bucket, you shred your hand going in to get the popcorn out.
Yeah.
And when you take off the lid of the asterisk, which is also, it is just the top of the asterisk, the hole is the middle of the asterisk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you've got a... You have like a fucking concession stand Coke, which you need a funnel.
Yeah. Like
we should upload to the YouTube, and I know that this is a lot of work, and if we don't do it, this is an idea, asterisk. If it's not there at some point in the next couple of weeks, we didn't do it.
Yeah.
We should just film like a 3-minute demonstration of you just unboxing the asterix and talking about
it. Like,
a companion
honestly,
to this episode.
I think that's a great idea.
Like, you'd think, okay, you got the asterix, already a wild shape to drink out of.
Insane choice.
And then
insane.
You got like, okay,
it does look like an anus.
Yeah. It does, which is what we love about
That's what made me laugh, you know, in the first place.
And so you're like, I guess, you know, you think, okay, I'm going to take off the top of the asterisk.
Yeah.
Like, is this going to be, like, all empty space, right? Like a whole lid.
That's
so you
what
can
I
be
assume.
Like, okay, cool. A, I can just easily pour in my Coke, and I can then B, easily clean the sticky Coke out of this later. But no,
I don't know how you're meant to clean this thing.
You rinse it.
Yeah, I guess.
Also, they're not really meant to be reused, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
They shouldn't.
I think it's just meant to look great on your shelf.
I think so. It's one of those ones where it's like, you like, gotta check if it's like BPA free or whatever, like certain like plastics, like this will, you know, like won't break down, so you can kind of keep reusing it. Opposite. This will like, the moment soda hits that, you're getting like macro plastics in you.
It's lucky I couldn't pour the only thing I could get in there was my bottled water. Because otherwise, I'd be
which you were then upset about.
Well, because it was heavy.
Yeah,
you're upset because you're like, oh, there's
water.
And I
had diarrhea. From a hot dog I'd had earlier.
And then you like, let's go back to the hot dog place that gave me diarrhea.
Yeah, we were like, oh, we should have some dinner. Because that guy hadn't eaten, Nick hadn't eaten. And we're just like, all right, let's go get some food. Well, we get thinking, like, you know, we had joked beforehand, or I had been like, hey, boys, get some hot dogs in the city.
And Jackson was like, yeah,
let's get some hot dogs. I won't, because I had a hot dog prior. I'm like, all right, let's go get some hot dogs. I had, hot dog may have given me diarrhea, he claims.
Yeah.
Me and Nick had a burger from a different place.
But we don't know.
We were colored by Jackson's, I guess, review. But then Jackson went back to the hot dog place and had donuts.
Yeah. They didn't give me diarrhea. Or maybe they did.
Did you have diarrhea again?
Yeah, but it might have been more diarrhea from earlier.
Did you have diarrhea before Thunderbolts? Could Thunderbolts have given you diarrhea?
I didn't, actually. I felt fine before Thunderbolts. It was toward the end when it came to the sort of conclusion of the movie. I was like, oh, rumbly.
Oh, I'm going to have diarrhea soon.
I might have diarrhea soon.
And then in a panic, you also left the cinema walking past the cinema toilets, not waiting for your friends.
He was right.
The cinema toilets were going
to
be so full.
Oh, yeah, it was like three big screenings. Yeah. Two, maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was like 1,000 people, though.
Yeah, what I love about the asterisk cup holder, when we go back to that for 1 second, is like,
well, this ties into the diarrhea because the highlight for this.
You can't drink out of it. You need a straw.
Yeah.
And because, you know, the wonderful thing, of course, the plastic straws are killing penguins or whatever. Mm-hmm. We only have paper straws that don't really fit into that particular hole of said asterisk.
Because the concession drink I was given, I was meant to pour into my asterisk. I hadn't been given a straw for that.
Yeah.
So I had to take the straw out of that, put it in my drink because I couldn't drink it. And then I put water in my asterisk drink and drank it like a big baby by sucking it out of the hole. And then, yes.
And it's in the center too. You really got to angle
it. I was fully milking that asterisk. And then, yes, because I had, obviously, it's my responsibility. I have to carry my popcorn bucket and drink around. When I went and had diarrhea,
I had to take
it with me and put it on my lap.
That's crazy.
Where else am I going to put it?
I can't imagine taking a shit and putting something on my lap. That's just sitting on your bare dick and nuts.
It felt, I kind
of
had.
Of course it felt bad. You flip it over and all of a sudden you're fucking it.
Where else would you put it, I guess?
On the floor?
I didn't want to put it on the floor. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. Yeah,
but then at least you can wipe. I mean, you can wipe it.
I can wipe it from my dick and nuts are cleaner than, despite all appearances, my dick and nuts are cleaner than a public toilet.
Hey,
no, actually, because it was
all you base heads that are listening and watching, let me know in the comments. We're like maybe 6-7 minutes in. Did you think there would be this much diarrhea talk when we were like, hey, we reviewed Thunderbolts and saw Thunderbolts and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I haven't talked about Thunderbolts.
About three diarrhea
we revealed one big spoiler
that's it. Yeah. Sorry. You're right.
You know what? I reckon your dick and nuts were actually dirtier than the floor because we were at the casino.
That's crazy.
No, at the fucking casino, they keep everything pristine, and if you cause any kind of kerfuffle, they take you into the back rooms. There's back rooms of the casino.
Like,
you do not want to be in
there. Internet memes?
No, the back rooms from like
the room. You go to the back rooms, dude, and you're trapped there forever.
Oh my god, this liminal space.
There's
secret corridors.
Yeah, that is true.
I've been in them. Not
gonna,
because
they're gonna
I was
hit you with a like, you know, a billy club or something.
Yeah,
no, I wasn't in the back rooms for nefarious reasons.
It's on because the floor.
It's because you also, you know, like when you work at the cinema, I have done,
like the Disneyland tunnels or whatever.
Yeah.
You worked at a cinema,
brother. You gotta understand. You gotta understand that's the only point of reference I have in my entire life. I'm 34 years old and I worked at a cinema for 16 of them.
That's understandable.
That's like nearly half your life.
I wish any of us had an office job. Sounds wonderful.
I mean,
magical.
Some of it was office for me,
nah,
but then
not the
cubicle
same. Not the
office.
Same. Yeah, see?
The manager's office.
No. I'm talking 9 to 5 office every single day.
Yeah. I worked at a call center for a bit.
Oh yeah, it's close.
Yeah,
I do love the idea. I love that, and I think I've said this before. I can't really conceive of what happens in an office.
Same, dude.
Like when you get down and sit on the computer.
Our friend Cass works in an office. We could just ask her, but she'll probably just say, "I don't know."
Because my wife used to work at like office and different kind of things, and like she'd tell me stories, although like the office goss. And it was fabulous.
That's amazing.
She'd be like, "This is not interesting. Like, it is the most interesting thing in the world.
It's
to
so
me.
Alien
tell
to our lived experience." Mm. Yeah. You know?
I've had a bunch of jobs, but none of them are like normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again,
I was
also
a tennis coach.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's like, I would never have picked that.
For like 2 years. Yeah. I was coaching children.
That rocks.
Yeah.
Get back into it.
Yeah, man.
Why? I'm doing this. Maybe they won't let me near children anymore.
Yeah, you could train the next
Pierce Brosnan?
Pete Brosnan? Peter Andre? No. Pete Agassiz? No. Agassi? Agatha?
Andre Agassi.
There we go.
Pete Sampras.
Yeah, was the guy I was thinking of.
Leighton Hewitt. Sampras.
So close to so many tennis guys. Yeah,
Leighton Hewitt? Is he a runner? No.
Leighton Hewitt. He's the come on guy.
I'm thinking of Matt Shervington. He has a giant penis.
How many tennis guys do you know? What the fuck?
What do you mean? Well, I've listed like four. Yeah. Tennis has been going a long time.
Same, I don't think I could list one tennis man.
You wouldn't have got Leighton Hewitt or Andre Agassi.
No. Yeah. What the guy fuck? Who yells at everybody?
He
did acting for a bit, maybe. He narrates a thing on Netflix that I've watched. It had the guy from Heroes in it.
Which guy? Save the Chili to save the world.
They didn't
do that.
The guy that turns into a spider, maybe?
Haven't seen Heroes, can't help you.
Damn.
Anyway, any more
he's dead and he's
what about the tennis lady?
Yeah.
She maybe has a twin?
I can name some tennis ladies.
There is twins.
Oh, wait, you're talking about Serena and Venus?
Yeah. I was close to remembering
Serena and Venus.
Isn't there like some Australian redheaded twins, maybe? Or am I thinking of doubles and they're
not twins? People would be more surprised by our listing of tennis names than the diarrhea.
Yeah, to be honest.
I think the diarrhea, like, if you did odds.
You would, like, what at Pat Rafter? You would.
He's very comfy undies. The bonds,
you don't
man.
Know Patrick Rafter.
I don't
Rafter.
Know this man. I don't know tennis man.
You don't know Pat Rafter.
Have you seen tennis?
Yeah, I've watched the tennis.
You've watched the tennis?
Yeah,
I don't know if you have.
When it gets hot, sometimes we put the tennis on in the background.
Yeah.
Duck. And I go, God damn, they're hitting that ball.
Maria Sharapova?
Yeah.
I don't know these people.
Anna Kournikova?
I don't know these people.
You don't know Anna Kournikova?
You know Anna Kournikova.
I don't.
She was like, people went crazy. Like, she rotted people's brains in the 90s. She was hot, so it made people go like ape horny.
Yeah. It's like, it was Goonin before Goonin. Yeah.
I guess I
tennis
missed
Goonin.
Tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Mm. The guy
fucking
that's like, the anti COVID vaxxer that got like detained for a bit?
Yeah.
Him?
Was that Djokovic?
Yeah, Djokovic.
Wow. What about Roger Federer?
It's a familiar name.
I saw him at a restaurant once and he waved to me.
That's nice. And he was like, oh my God, Joel Dusha.
It was actually the same place we saw Thunderbolts.
Whoa.
I was walking past him. I wasn't even in the restaurant. He waved to me. He was sitting next to the window. And like, I walked past the window and I was like, oh shit, that's Roger Federer. But I thought that, I didn't say it.
Yeah.
And then he locked eyes with me and he just waved.
Do we think he could possibly, why he's so good tennis?
Yeah.
Maybe he read minds.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got two possibilities here. One, Roger Federer is a huge Plumbing the Death Star fan. It's like, oh shit, Joel Dusha.
Oh shit.
Or he can read
Imagine
minds.
Imagine I'm walking past Roger Federer and he's like gesturing me to come in. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
What's my night about to become?
I am a huge fan. By the way, I know this other kid that, like, you know, I'm training him as well or whatever. And he says, my biggest inspiration was my Australian tennis coach when I was a wee boy, and it was Joel Dusha. And I'm like, sure, that can't be the same Joel Dusha that I love.
Famous pop culture comedy podcast, Plumbing the Death Star.
And then I put two into, and it was you. And now I'm seeing the man in the flesh. Such a big fan. You
and while
the
he's thinking that, I'm thinking, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I like, and then he's like, I know, I heard that.
I am also
a mind reader.
It's that makes sense.
And I'm putting together a team of the greatest tennis coaches to ever exist.
I only ever taught kids how to do forehand and gave up the moment that. Because backhand, it makes kids go dumb.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
I don't know. Like, they can't do it.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
It's too much for kid brain.
Yeah.
Okay, Thunderbolts.
Anywho. Thunderbolts, yes. Good film.
Great movie.
Shockingly good.
They did the thing that I hope that... Okay, so... Mm. They did the thing that, if you've been listening to Baseless Speculation, the thing that I've been saying that I hope that Doomsday does, which is, even though Thunderbolts is a team-up movie, it focuses on Yelena.
Yeah.
And it's Yelena's story until you get to a certain point, then the rest of the team's there, and then it still mostly focuses on Yelena.
Yeah.
but it gives everyone a little bit of stuff to do. So you've got like an anchor point.
Yeah, absolutely. It does the thing that a great team up movie does where everybody has conflicting personalities so that when they like kind of bounce off each other, it's not smooth.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's not just four, five of the same guy.
Yeah, yeah. You go, oh yeah, these characters do have some like, you know, it's some kind of interplay between each other. That's
it's like,
cool.
Yeah, they start off, yeah, just 100% just not liking at each other. Mm. They kind of start off not hating each other, which I really like as well.
Yeah,
they're there for a mission.
They're aware of each other and they're also just like, yeah, well, I'll kill you. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, whatever. We've, you know, either teamed up before. I know of you. I've spoken to you before, et cetera.
Have
but, like,
any of
if
them
I have
teamed
a,
up before? Red Guardian and White Widow.
Yeah.
I guess Taskmaster and Yelena.
Yeah, that's
arguably.
True.
But in a sense of you know, we know of each other, I'm aware of each other, but at the same time, like, oh, I got my orders to kill you. Okay, I'm not going to question it. I'm going to get it done.
Yeah.
Which I really liked as well, because they're like, yeah, well, there's no conflict there.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I know this person. All right, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So, I'll kill them.
Yelena's, so basically, the setup for the film is Yelena, she has job ennui.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's really...
She's depressed.
Yeah, she's really struggling.
Bring it back to Office, I guess, work. If you ever seen the movie Office Space?
Yeah.
She's basically Ron Livingston in Office
Space. But with murder instead of spreadsheets.
And with... a suicide attempt, maybe, instead of breaking a printer.
Yes.
No, in Office Space, he doesn't attempt to kill himself. His brain is just like, you know what? Fuck this.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's like after the hypnotism. Because after the hypnotism, that's when he's like, whatever, bro, I don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah, I always forget about the hypnotism.
He's like, you know, he's just, stressed and like, I'm like, oh, I hate this, whatever's going on. So, yeah.
Mm.
Great film.
Anyway. So Yelena's like, fuck my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's doing a bunch of jobs for Elaine from Veep.
Mm-hmm. Elaine, she calls up Elaine. She's like, she goes to meet up with her dad, Red Guardian, and being like, Dad, how the fuck do I find... He's like, you
basically.
Happy? And he's like, yeah I drive a limo.
He's sad, dude.
So happy.
And then she's like, I think I'm going to quit my job. And he's like, I'd kill for that job.
Yeah.
And she's like...
I want purpose. I'm not happy. Yeah. I'm so shit.
I hate my life, too.
Yeah. And then
at the same time, Elaine from Veep is getting possibly impeached because
she's
the head of the CIA, which...
Yep.
I don't remember when that happened, but sure.
No,
type,
I think,
whatever, I'm across
we've never
it.
Really had a proper...
Like, explanation of what she does. It might have been something that they established
in Wakanda Forever,
too.
Maybe?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Elaine from Veep is like, I gotta get rid of all of my illegal
loose
shit.
Ends, yeah.
So she sends all of them to basically one place to get incinerated, and she also sends all of her, like, black site operatives, which are the Thunderbolts. Mm-hmm. And they're there to kill each other.
Yeah.
And then they realize,
Yelena is sent there to kill Ghost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
John Walker is sent there to kill Yelena.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ghost is sent to kill Taskmaster, and Taskmaster is sent to kill
U.S. Agent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which was great. What a fun twist. You know, we were like, oh, they're all sent. I mean, we had a lot of theories, but I think that's great because it did exactly what you're saying, Zam, where they were like, I don't care about you. You're like not part of my mission.
Mm.
I'm just here to kill, like, Ghost kills Taskmaster. Yeah. It's like, right, time to fuck
her
off.
In the head.
Yeah, I know. So funny. But I did like, yeah, it's like Yelena's there to be, I'm going to try and kill Ghost. And then U.S. Agent's there to try and kill Yelena. And she's like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm not here
away.
For you.
I'm going to
Taskmaster's line, the only line in the movie is, I'm not here. Oh, no, she's just like, I'm not here for you or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, and then that's
like,
it.
Like, chill. I'm not here for you kind of thing.
And then...
Bang in the head.
Yeah.
They work together.
Oh, yeah, they all get distracted. And then in that moment, Ghost just pulls out a gun and shoots Taskmaster directly in the head.
Which is like... Going in, we sort of all knew Taskmaster was going to die. I was like, oh, maybe it's a bit of a fake out and that it's actually like not. She's just going to give up that mantle being Taskmaster or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that.
No.
Kind of like a ha ha ha. No.
She's shot full in the head.
Shot full in the head and then burnt to ashes.
Yeah. Well, and also it's worth noting that her death isn't at all like the characters that do it don't even really acknowledge it until like a couple of scenes
later.
The
only acknowledgement really is when they're
Ghost
looting
like,
her body for equipment and Yelena's like, come on, man.
No. And then later Ghost is like, you knew the person that
I
killed.
Right. I forgot
and
that
Yelena's
that.
Like, yeah, she had a complicated... She's like,
she
did a lot of bad...
Yeah,
she lived a lot of hard life, did some bad, and died. Like all of us.
Basically was covered for us.
Yeah.
I like that. In that scene, one of them hits like a button or whatever, and Bob, a.k.a. the Sentry, a boy who was in a box, he just appears, and he's like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
And... there's a great moment where he's like, is that lady dead?
Yeah.
No one really acknowledges him. Yeah. Which is good. And so then it's like, yeah, these bugger lugs and Bob and a dead Taskmaster in a room. And then it's like,
they've got 2 minutes until the incinerator turns on.
And then
they've got to work together reluctantly.
Reluctantly. They do. They get out. But
and they only work together because every single time one of them tries to betray the team, they're like, fuck, I can't do this by myself.
I'm going
to
need you guys.
Ghost is like, yeah, I'll phase through. You turn off the sound thing. I can't do that by myself. I'll phase through the wall and then I'll let you out. Then you find out that she goes through the wall and she's like, fuck, I can't get out of here by myself. I've got to let the rest out.
Which is a kind of fun, you know, because it's like a classic trope in a movie where the countdown gets to the last couple of seconds. It's kind of fun that you can logically be like, yeah, because she was like trying to figure out a way to make it work without having to go back for them.
I love that because, like, you don't see it. And again, it's a good, you show, don't tell. Mm. It's really nice that that happens in a goddamn Marvel film.
Absolutely.
It's also
her
good.
Just, you know, you don't get the scene of her looking down the corridor being like, fuck. Back in.
Instead, he spends with the characters who all of them are just like, well, I guess we're about to die.
I think amount of times Yelena is like, well, here it comes. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Accepts it with a Buddha-like calm.
Dude,
all
wonderful.
Of the characters do it. Every time they're about to die, they're just like, well, it was coming.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it had to happen at some point. Yeah. Guess it's now.
Even
later in the movie where, so Yelena does like a self-sacrificing thing that doesn't end up being a self-sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she doesn't really know.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. I think you can
And then
still
the other
read...
characters are like, well, look, she wouldn't have done that on purpose if she wasn't at least a bit sure that she would survive. Yeah. And they're like, but we don't know that. They're like, well, what the fuck else are we going to do?
Yeah.
We might as well. And if we die, we die. Who gives
a
shit?
Fair enough. Like, what's happening in that moment is like, you know, the void is taken over and it's just like.
In Kingpin's New York!
In Kingpin's New York, dude! He's going to be so pissed.
So pissed, yeah. He's basically doing, you know, the Hiroshima, like, shadow man of New York. And it's kind of like, well, that's spreading. I guess we're fucked. I can't outrun a shadow monster.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, anyway, basically, we'll jump back to where they are. Yeah. They work together. There is quips and it is a funny movie, but I think because the whole movie has a cloud of like, oh, these characters are deeply unhappy.
Yeah, it's kind of the quips are kind of
they
like
come
a,
from a mean place,
yes,
and also because because they're mean spirited and they come from a mean place, it also works in universe. Mm-hmm. Like it's like, oh, these characters are just assholes.
I guess it's like it really feels like they're kind of using humor to. It's not like they're just funny, charismatic guys.
Oh my god, is Void Man behind me?
He's called Void Sentry. What's his fucking name? It's just like they're also monstrously depressed.
Yeah.
This is the only way they know how to interact with other human beings.
Yeah.
But they make their way out of the facility, but in doing so, Elaine finds out that they have Bob, and then they put two and two together and they realize Bob is the only surviving member of the Sentry Project, which was a project
to give.
The
whole thing of why she's getting engaged or why she needs to, like, I gotta, like, clean shop. She'd been experimenting on humans.
Trying to make a superhero.
Yeah.
And so she's like, fuck, take them alive, or at least take Bob alive, because he's extremely valuable and I can do stuff with him.
And then they open fire on him with about 3,000 machine guns, and he bodies the bullets.
And then he flies into the sky. And
explodes
then he
explodes and
falls
down
to the ground.
And then they're like, oh no.
Oh fuck, he's very powerful. The Thunderbolts escape. They meet up with Red Guardian.
Who had overheard Elaine from Veep's plans to incinerate them, so he drove there as fast as he could in his piece of shit limo.
Then we have a kind of quite a fun chase scene in a limo against some ATVs or whatever.
I really like the Yelena and Red Guardian relationship. And like,
I thought it was nice.
Again,
it was much better than I expected.
It comes down to that, like, Dad, stop it. You're embarrassing me at work.
Mm.
And it worked. I thought it was a very funny kind of moment.
Yeah.
He's like going to the sand dunes or whatever. He's like honking the horn and they're like, who's that? And then she's like, oh shit, don't. And doing like the shielding, it's like, don't worry about it. It's no one. Don't worry about it. Don't look at me. Don't
but
look
it's
at
also
me, Dad.
So nice, I think, all of that, because it's comedic at the time.
Mm.
But then in like the context of the speech he gives her at the end where he's like, I've always seen the light in you.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like, well, that scene's that's what it is. He's like, look how awesome my daughter is, look at what she's doing. It's not like fake. It's just like this genuinely how he feels.
And it's a very, like, I don't know, it's a very sweet kind of thing of like, if you can kind of imagine this in a different sort of like coming of age movie of like your positive like dad and like the surly teen who's a bit like, you know,
like,
oh,
dad,
shocks.
You're embarrassing me.
She's
very played very well, acted very well.
She's haunted by the fact, and it's kind of following in Natasha's footsteps of like, Yelena is battling, like, oh, I'm a bad person.
Mm.
But then you've got Alexi being like,
Nah.
No. There's always good in you. What you went through was bad and it made you do bad things, but you at your core, you've got light in you.
Absolutely. And I've always liked, like, it's one of the things I like about Black Widow too, the movie. Yeah. It's like the weird layers of that relationship too, where it's like, he's not really her dad.
No.
You know, it was kind of a ploy by the Soviet military to trick America or whatever. But clearly, I don't know, it's just an interesting wrinkle in that relationship.
Speaking of Soviet missions and stuff like that, it is really funny. And this happens in the limo as well. Like, Red Guardian's just so happy to be talking to US agent because he's like, another super, we got the same stuff.
Yes, dude. That was so,
that little, again, you're talking about, like, you know, it's a funny movie, the quips in that, but they're not really quips. They're just kind of in universe at each other as opposed to at me, the audience.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, the whole, oh, what strand did you get of, like, super soldier serum? Which I'm like, that's very funny.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, cool. It's now it's a, hey, there are many different strands, like, you know, going
it keeps
around
being,
there.
It's like,
that's great.
It's also vaguely implied that, like, not in this movie, but I'm fairly sure, and it might even be Age of Ultron.
Yeah. Mm.
It's, like, kind of implied that even the Black Widows have had, like,
And there is the implication there,
Not the same, and it's not,
a
like, they're not as strong as Super Soldiers, but Black Widows have, like, some kind of juice.
Some kind of juice.
Hulk has Super Soldier juice.
Yeah, he sure does.
I was going to say another thing. This movie's not shot like Arsehole.
Yeah.
No,
there is some actual scenes. Not all.
Weirdly,
there is some good cinematography,
that,
like that top-down shot of Yelena, like, beating up some guards with the shadows and everything.
Shadows. That was very cool.
Again, very cool. And then it's kind of like, you know, that juxtaposition of what Bob does later on. And you're like, oh, this is like, there's been some thought here.
Yeah.
This feels like a film that was then made, like, coherently.
Yes.
And then didn't have to do too many reshoots and didn't have to do too much rewriting. Unless
Absolutely.
That is the case.
I think
if that is the case, fuck, well done. But it does feel coherent.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was some rewriting and recutting of this movie, because there are some things that I think kind of feel a bit weird pacing wise.
Mm.
So it wouldn't shock me if there was something cut from this movie. And the thing I keep thinking about as well is, I remember when we did a basic speculation about it.
Yeah.
We were like, Goliath is in this.
Oh, yeah.
But he wasn't. So
oh,
I think,
yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
I think there was some stuff cut from it.
Probably,
and I suspect I can figure out where. But even despite that, I think this movie, in a lot of places, is really good in spite of itself. Like, there's a couple of things that I think are, if you, like, stop and think about it, you're like, oh, yeah, that's extremely underdeveloped.
Because
but it kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah, because there's no big third act punch on. Basically, Sentry gets fucked up, becomes the Void. They go into the Void, break Bob out of the Void.
Yeah.
They go in a metaphor.
Yeah, they go in a metaphor, and they defeat depression by hug.
Yeah, it's kind of the most, it's another thing I like about it, is it's so extremely earnest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the kind of thing that it kind of...
Because they're all just lonely pieces of shit.
So, everyone is depressed and 2 beats away from killing themselves.
Absolutely.
It starts with Yelena jumping off the one of the tallest buildings in the world, and you're like, there's a moment where she probably's like, maybe I don't open the parachute.
Yeah,
and it's wonderful to watch.
Yelena, her sister's dead and she thinks she's a piece of shit. And also, again, like, doesn't really have a family. Red Guardian has no purpose. Mm-hmm, he's a limo driver, but he's sort of made peace with it.
And you're finding all, like, the deep, darkest, like, problems. So, like, you know, Yelena feels responsible for, like, killing one of her best, one of her friends.
Who was a child, because it was her first test.
And it was just like, yeah, man, that's
John
a lot
John Walker,
to hold on
you
to.
Find out that his wife left with his kid because he was so consumed by how he was bad Captain America that he just ignored his child.
Oh, yeah, he's got so much anger issues.
Ghost was raised in a lab and only just got given a body to house the ghost bit.
She's like,
I don't know. I don't fucking know what's going on.
I don't know what
Winter
I am.
Winter Soldier's 400.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of hates him or doesn't trust him.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I did some...
I'm not a good guy.
Well,
also,
like when they go into the Void, it's like they're experiencing their trauma. So, like, and then you only really see Yelena's. And so when they all kind of come together to, like, you know, find Yelena and Bob, it's just like, again, nice sort of quippy, jokey moments. But yeah, you don't have to see too much, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just
Winter
Soldier being like, I lived a very happy, good life, so I'm fine.
Yeah, that was actually easy for
me. I loved
just,
what I saw.
Yeah. 1,000-yard stare, just like, yep, I'm doing great.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, it's
Which
refreshing and beautiful, and I love it.
But that's also the kind of thing where it's like, this is the 36th movie in the MCU. We know what Winter Soldier's been through.
You need to see Winter Soldier have a bad time.
And also, like, also a big fan of... I think there was a point in this movie, and it was a Winter Soldier line where we actually laughed out loud, and it was like an earnest laugh, where Red Guardian's like, right, what's the plan?
Oh,
and then Bucky's like, the plan. And then it's just a hard cut to them just driving a truck straight into the front of a building. Yeah. That's funny.
That's great.
That's good editing.
Ram. What's that? What's that?
Ram raid. They did a ram raid.
Ram raid. It was wonderful.
And then I keep forgetting her actual name. Valentina?
Valentina something something.
DeFontaine.
DeFontaine, yeah.
Yeah.
Valentina like, Allegra DeFontaine?
Yeah. She's like, I left the front door open for you. We're rebuilding this. Please stop wrecking my shit.
Yeah, come up the elevator. So there's the chase scene that's in the trailers of like Bucky trying to like, you know, get the tank people who are chasing the limo. Yeah. And then you know, Bucky does that. Everyone in the limo is like,
yes, yeah, Bucky!
Finally, Bucky, we love that guy. Bucky then like shoots
the limo. Car explodes
and they're like, oh, okay.
Which was great. Yeah. It was also
John Walker's just like, oh, shit.
Because like, Bucky's whole thing is like, he's a senator now. Yeah. He's Senator Barnes, even though he killed a president. Don't worry about it.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He was controlled by the KGB. Yeah. It's fine. And so he's a senator.
We've got a president right now that's controlled by Russia.
Good point, actually. True. Good point. Hey, that's fine. It is fine.
It's fine. Nothing bad is
happening. Nothing bad is happening. Don't worry about
and
it.
And our prime minister is often controlled by another country.
Yes,
depending on which one.
Mm. Yeah. We were filming this, recording this before the election, so...
Who knows?
Who knows what happened?
Yeah, look, based prediction.
Yeah.
My rent's gone up $200 in the last 2 years. And let me tell you, being a full-time podcast, $200 every month, you feel it. Whoever becomes the prime minister, please, for the love of God, make it easier to rent the fucking house.
More and also like interest rates, if they could just, you know, like I'm on a variable interest rate mortgage thing, is sometimes, you know, it would have been good years ago, not so great now.
My rent has gone up over 20% in 2 years.
Yep. That's crazy.
My pay hasn't, and it's not his fault.
I've had to fire people.
Yeah, whoever your favorites were, they're gone now.
I like that.
Advertising is down 30% this year.
Yeah.
Which is actually down, well, 30% last year as well, and then that was also down 40% prior. We asked if it was our fault.
Yeah. It could
surprisingly,
have
been. No.
Hey, sign up to Baseless Speculation Plus, please.
And while you're at it, Thumb Cramps Plus.
The bonus show for Thumb Cramps.
Like, you don't care about video games, that's fine, but the bonus show for Thumb Cramps Plus, it's monthly and it's about TV shows. TV shows.
And while you're at it, just, Bad Brain Boys Plus.
Bad Brain Boys, Fever Upon Me, That's a Fan, and Imagination Adventures if you like D&D.
But also,
Classic. Plus, I mean, hey, it's pretty good. You get a second classic with these two.
Exactly. It's a funny show.
And all our terrible shows that we've cancelled, but, you know, it's there.
It's there. You can listen to it.
But also, if times are hard for us, I'm sure they're also hard for you. So, if you're like, oh no, I feel bad about this. Don't. If you can't afford it,
don't.
Here's what you can. And if you do still feel bad, shut up. If you do still feel bad, what you can do is you can just like, you know, pay for 1 month and cancel it.
Yeah.
And then download everything.
Dude,
yeah, it's fine. Like, you know, the whole point is that consistently, like, you know, you want people like, you know, that's why it's like, hey, it's a monthly show. Here it is.
Yeah.
But like, if you're like, hey, that's fine. If I just get this now, one-off payment, 1 month, you just download it all.
Yeah.
You got months, years,
you got years of
content.
Dude.
And we get like $2.99 USD, which I keep thinking like, we should probably move away from the US dollar.
Yeah.
Huh? And then my website guy is like, yeah, we should organize a, you know, a conversation, like a call. And I'm like, yeah, we should. And he's like, well, I work, you know, 9 to 5. So after hours. And I'm like, I turned into a pumpkin after 5. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
It's been like that for, I want to say, 5 months.
Yeah, that's
five
good.
5 months. Wonder what coincides there.
Anywho, who can say, dude?
Your baby's 5 months old. Yeah. That's crazy. Funny coincidence. What a crazy coincidence.
Crazy.
I can see him through the window right now, and he's upset that someone's vacuuming.
Yeah.
He's not crying. He's just like, what's going on?
Adam had him a second ago. I don't know what that was about. What's he doing with your baby?
Spending some time with him.
Okay. Yeah. Just hanging out. Raising him wrong.
Raising him wrong for a little bit.
That's nice.
Anyway, so then they crash into Avengers Tower, and Elaine from Veep or DeFontaine.
Because her assistant has grown like a spine.
Basically while all of the Thunderbolt stuff's happening, Bucky's like trying to help get
He's a senator and now he's doing politician bullshit and he's like, I feel so like hamstrung.
He's like, I feel powerless because I want to do it the legit way, but way doesn't get results. Exactly. And like, you got to read the packet.
He's got to read the, you know, he's like, the other senator's like, you got to read the packet. There's like, you know, no real world equivalent that might have happened like the same week that like, they Thunderbolts got released, where it's like maybe say a president's approval rating is like, I don't know, sub 40. But that's all right because like maybe someone who's maybe in a position of power is like in the opposition is like, hey, well, when that happens, that's when we can act.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, what have you done? And he's like, don't worry about it. We have written a letter with eight very strong questions that he needs to answer.
Dude. He's so done.
Like, that's powerful. That's how you get him. That's how you get him. So Bucky clearly
Trump's approval rating after 100 days is the lowest it's presidents had in seven decades.
That's not what he said, though.
Huh. Eisenhower a cunt? Probably. Yeah. Most presidents are.
I think Eisenhower was, I think he was a weird guy.
But yeah, no, no. And so like, so Chuck Schumer was like, oh yeah, once he gets like real bad, like, you know, ratings or whatever, like approval, that's when we can act. And have a, if you want to like, look at his, on your little machine, what has he done? He sent a letter. Wow.
Yeah.
Doing great, cunt.
It's good stuff,
That'll fix it.
We are at the point, though, that if the Labour, which... So Liberal Party in Australia is the right, Labour's the left. If the Labour Party, which are our current government, win again, they're not going to do anything.
Yeah, of course.
But that is so much better than the chaos that the right will do.
To be honest, I kind of... I understand that this day and age, we kind of have the right and this and like and centre-right.
Yeah.
I get that. But center-right is still better than right.
Yeah.
Well, because center-right like, aren't going to do shit because they want to keep everyone happy.
Yeah. And this is now, of course, you know, this is after the Australian election. That means nothing. But we have preferential voting, which is something that I didn't realize, you know, growing up that other countries don't have.
Yeah.
I think it's like, look, democracy is, you know, the way any like democratic elections aren't the best way to do anything. But again, it's kind of like, well, it's the best of what we've got. You know what I mean? Like there's no perfect system, but it's like one of the better ones that we have. And I think preferential voting is just so much better than the like first past the post because it means that you can then like I know, for example, I know that maybe say Purple Pingers, who is like the Victorian Socialist Party.
Jordan Dolan?
Going I think it's in like in sort of like the Brunswick Coburg area.
Yeah.
Like he's, you know, he's
Jordan
like,
Vandalem.
Vandalem, you were close.
So he's like, you know, I know that he's probably not going to get a seat.
Yeah.
I understand that. But I know that if I put like, you know, them one, I understand that like, you know, even if the next people they do win, they will like, oh, okay, cool. We won through preferential. But we do know that there is a certain level of the constituent that agree or line up with these people's policies. So even though I know that like, hey, I understand that these people aren't going to win, I'm still going to use my vote to go, right, in the perfect world, first, then second, them, and of course, third, fourth, fifth, whoever. And so you're never really throwing your vote unless you, you know, you say fuck you on the form and hand that in, which again, you can do. That is your right to do that.
Yeah.
Because again, we in Australia also have compulsory voting.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's not compulsory voting, it's compulsory turning up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is something
compulsory
that is very,
attendance.
Yeah. You don't have to actually vote.
And you just get your name crossed.
Yeah, yeah. And you get a fine if you don't. And the thing is, the fine is quite nominal. And I think
it's like $50, I think.
Yeah. And it should be a bit more ceremonial in the sense of like.
It was $50 the one time I fucked it up.
Yeah, no, but I think that the.
When I was like 19.
Was that for
or
a
something.
Federal election there?
Yeah, I think
I'm pretty sure state elections. Because all of our elections have a fine, but I'm pretty sure. Like state is like low up.
No, I think it was federal.
No, okay.
So yeah, so we get
I don't know, might have changed.
We had a fine
when you were 19. Tony Abbott became prime minister by one vote.
It's my bad.
Yeah, so again, we have this preferential thing, and we also have like, you know, attendance. You have to turn up.
Yeah.
And it's like again, it's like oh, you're forced to vote. Well, no, you're forced to turn up. You can throw away your vote if you want. And as you're right, and I think if you want to do that, you should and you can, and that's wonderful as well.
Mm.
But yeah, we have preferential voting, which I think is a really good way to be like, I disagree or I agree with certain policies.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we understand that, hey, the current status quo is still going to be better.
Yeah, you're not getting it. Yeah, exactly.
What
exactly.
Dutton wants, who basically was like, oh, yeah. Have you seen that recently? Which was like, oh, people who renters, of course, they're going to vote for Labour because they are basically uneducated scum.
Awesome,
they are immature
dude.
Voters.
Awesome.
And you're just like, wow, this is a let them
rules.
Eat cake moment. And I hope people pay attention. Because that's also what it's annoying as well. And I think in other countries I have this, which is the uninformed or the electorate, which is what you don't really want. Well, certain, I guess, parties do.
So yeah, it's actually again, very beneficial.
It's that kind of thing where, you know, it's a hey. Check out policy first. Check out this. There's so many resources
it's
at your fucking disposal.
It's not hard to find out
that you can.
Well,
look
it
at-
is for sure. I was looking last night. I always love looking at the independents and being like, "There's nothing about this guy. There's nothing anywhere.
Yeah,
like, what is he doing? What? Like, why would I pick him?
But generally, it shouldn't be too hard. To like, either go on like, you know, where your political compass, and they just ask you the questions about where you stand with certain things that aren't necessarily attached to,
honestly,
like propaganda, shall we say.
I mean, look, and I know that this probably isn't the best way to vote.
Yeah.
But if you just look at a picture of Peter Dutton, why the fuck would you want him anywhere near anything?
Yeah,
I wouldn't trust him within 50 feet of a school.
Have you seen all of those, like, those posts where it's Peter Dutton and then he's comparing himself to, I guess maybe Albanese, I don't know. But he's used AI to make Albanese look like a Muppet. But it's so funny because Peter Dutton looks like a horrible ghoul.
Yeah.
And Muppets are friendly and nice. Mm-hmm.
I loved when it was a few years ago when, like, there was some, you know, people be like, oh, he looks like a ghoul man.
Yeah.
And the nicest thing, because his wife came out, was like, you know, we got to, like, you know, there's a PR campaign, maybe, a little thing, got to nip that in the bud. So his wife was like, the nicest thing that I guess she could muster, that she could come up with, was like, he's not a monster.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that newspaper, like, front page with not a monster.
Not a
at
monster.
The top.
Hey, my husband, dude. He's not a monster. Do you want to say anything else about him?
No,
because I believe that if you can't say anything nice, you shouldn't say anything at all. Luckily, me, Joel Dusha, do not oblige by that. But also, like, okay, so, like, when you're looking at anyone running for any kind of political party, if you look at their own thing, they're going to make them look good. That's Peter Dutton on the fucking South Wales Liberal website.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
Look at that!
Oh, it's bad.
And how did a cop, a Queensland cop, afford so many, like, houses?
Good question. Yeah.
Just I'm curious. Just curious.
Well, no, that's okay.
His salary.
No,
Queensland cop.
Because you just need to look at, so in 1987, there was a big investigation on the on the Queensland police. Actually, I believe it was also the Liberal Party, because they were running rackets.
Huh? Yeah.
Who was in Queensland?
But their family first.
Family
just,
friendly.
Who was in
Queensland? I forget who
which
was
is awesome.
Yeah.
As long as it's ethical.
Of course.
Who was it that was just like, oh, yeah, was it the federal police, like, burst into their office? And it might have been a premier of, say, a Queensland state. And they were like, he's over a bin burning files. I genuinely do forget the name, exactly the minutiae of that. But if anyone knows exactly, you feel free to remind me. Or if you yourself at home are like, oh, I know this.
When I was looking up, again, independents, because it's just a name. So it's always interesting to find out what they're going on. One, his Wikipedia page has just so many. I think it was someone Lance Van, maybe. So many sexual assault allegations where one of them was to Jackie Lambie. He barked and growled like a dog when she stood up.
Oh, cool.
Grabbed someone else's buttocks and then used taxpayers' money to buy a house or do something.
Cool. And they, of course, didn't get any repercussions.
No.
Because they're now running as an independent.
Of course. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, in fact, they were like, we did an investigation and he's all good.
Who did the investigation? Sorry? Themselves?
It's some independent party.
Yeah.
Probably like,
Yeah, but probably not
an actual independent
party. No,
organization.
Exactly. An unbiased independent party, I would imagine.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, dude.
Fucking crazy shit.
Yeah, look, if someone...
Yeah.
At this point, if someone's whole standing was, I'm going to kill the prime minister, vote for me, they would get my vote.
Dude, me too.
Man, wow.
That's
a
number change. Yeah.
Anyway, this episode hopefully has changed your hearts and minds. Because obviously, all baseless speculation listeners were already like, that was swinging, right?
But
that
speech is fixed. We brought it back, dude. Yeah. Oh, brought it back from the break.
We're not in an echo chamber, right?
No,
right?
I don't think so. Not me.
No.
I intentionally have broken my echo chamber, but then I don't do anything about it.
Yeah,
so I get a lot of right-wing stuff as well. I'm like, cool.
Yeah,
these guys
are
insane.
Oh, yeah. No, it's always lovely to be like, oh, yeah, I'm in an echo chamber. Let's check out what, like, you know, say our conservative is doing. And you're like, should not have done this.
I watch
I stayed on Twitter. I see it.
Yeah.
I'm still there, dude. It's me, the ads, and the racists. That's who's on Twitter.
At least you're getting pussy in bio, right?
Yeah, I am. And porn. And porn. And that's pretty sick.
Yeah, that is good. So I Yeah, like, I mean, like, my YouTube algorithm, I get, like, a lot of the, like, the people that became very famous when they released.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Videos being like the Last Jedi sucks shit. Like the conservative nerd media. Let me tell you.
Oof.
What they're saying and people be like, whoa, red hot. And then what I know we say.
Yeah.
And they're like, sorry to speak out against Hollywood. It's like. You're cowards compared to us. You're a spineless piece
spineless
of shit.
Weird.
That's so funny.
Nerdrotic, eat my asshole.
You're a
fucking idiot.
What that dumb cunt say?
Yeah. Just like, he'd just be like, whoa, I can't, I'm like, I'll drop the arse slur, but I can't say anything too bad because like mainstream media.
Brother, the amount
I just
of
said
times-
we should kill the prime minister.
No, we said we if there was a party. Yeah. They wanted to do that, we'd vote for them.
That's
difference.
True. Sorry, We would never. It's just if that was someone standing, I would just to see what happens.
Nerdrotic's not going to accuse Jim from the office of starting a coup.
No.
Okay. Yeah. I'll say that much.
Oh, no. Doctor Who's woke and you're upset and you're making a YouTube video. The world's on fire, fuckwit.
Yeah. Hey, so, some of the, like, the dumb cunts were like, wow, it's been revealed that we, inadvertently, because you're a fucking dumb cunt.
Yeah.
We inadvertently got a lot of money from like Russian propaganda. It's now been proven that we're on the payroll for Russian propaganda.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet, you're like, no, I'm still good and clever.
Yeah, dude. Oh yeah.
Dumb cunts.
The dumbest, most insane cunts in the realm, man. Yeah, dude.
But I guess you got to be a certain level of dumb cunt to be that, like, removed, to be like, I guess I'm fine still, though.
Yeah.
Even though what, like, the main source of my income and, like, my career and everything that I've had because of, like, basically I'm sprouting lies.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I still deserve that.
I still deserve
and
it, and
I'm still
good.
I'm still going to do all this stuff anyway, because it's just like, well, like, I was doing that anyway. That's just, like, the cherry on top. I'm not a dumb cunt.
Yeah.
I can't be a dumb cunt.
No.
No. Don't take my hat off in public. I get real mad.
Oh, fuck.
Because
that's so funny when that happens.
People will know.
Yeah. It is crazy. What's that? It's like, I forget, it's somebody online said it, but I think about it all the time, where it was like in a response to somebody being like, you know, they were like transphobic or like racist or something like that. And they were like, I don't know how to explain to you that you should care about other people. Like, if you at a base level don't have that, I don't know how to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
If there's no part of you that's like, it's important to care about others' feelings, then you are like alien to me. Yeah. You're removed from me as another human being.
Like, if you don't have just base level empathy, I don't know what we're doing.
I can't have a conversation with you.
Yeah, and so it's like, you don't have base level empathy, so I'm going to call you a dumb cunt, and then you're like, what about the top, what?
I thought you were the tolerant left.
And I'm like, yeah, but you have no level of empathy, and like, I don't want to have to empathize with the unempathetic.
Mm-hmm.
I I'm a big dumb fan cunt, anyway. Of being intolerant with laughs.
With the intolerant laughs, dude. With a belligerent
wonderful.
Laugh.
We're shining a light on the belligerent left.
Okay, for God's
for
sake.
For Christ's sake.
Oh, I'm proud of my president because he's a migrant.
Shut the fuck up.
You're the dumbest person in the world. Also, Nerderotic is apparently 53 years old and he's posting 2 days ago a swag Sunday giveaway. What the fuck?
Grow up.
I don't know how. Where, like, man.
Oh, you're so brave because you hate trans people, but you're posting swag Sunday. I don't have an egg that needs cracking. Yeah. I would transition before I posted that. And I'd be,
I don't know what happened. I mean, I guess losers started making content for losers. And then the losers started to think they were important.
People don't get beat up on the bus enough.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, dude. The wolves of fucking Yellowstone. Exactly.
We've been saying this for so fucking many years.
You can't let the deer overrun the fucking
That's
grass.
That's why we need the wolves.
The wolves are important, dude.
You know how much the wolves fixed that goddamn Yellowstone?
Exactly,
that
dude.
Things that they didn't even think were going to... It changed rivers. Because we introduced
wolves in fucking Yellowstone, man.
Fuck.
It needs to be revealed that Henry Cavill has a micro penis and that will fix everything.
That will fix everything, dude.
If Henry Cavill has a micro penis, the world's fixed.
We're good. We're back. That's the pivot. That's the turning point for humanity.
I don't know if that would do shit, dude.
It would.
It would fix everything.
The Snyder, restore the Snyderverse fandom would be in shambles.
No.
You can't have a tiny dick
Superman. You can't have a tiny dick Superman. Superman's going to be hanging dong.
No. He like me.
Oh.
No.
True representation.
Yeah. I'd be like, that's
but
you?
Also, but it's also got small nuts.
No, yeah.
That's bad, dude. And tiny nipples.
Yeah. Anyway, then the Thunderbolts, they fight Sentry.
Yeah, Sentry beats the shit out of them.
Yeah, Valentina's like, classic. Once again, it's like, oh, hey, trauma the movie. Mm. And then we got like a little bit of, gaslighting manipulation from Valentina to be like, hey, Bob, you're my guy. You're going to be the Sentry. We're going to dye your hair blonde, all that kind of stuff, blah, 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 blah. But hey, don't worry. We're going to kill Switch.
Yeah. They fight him, then he beats the shit out of them, they run away.
And then Elaine from Veep's like, I'm not scared of you, because Sentry's like, why should I listen to you?
She's like, oh fuck, he chokes her out,
but then her
assistant presses the kill switch.
Kills Bob, but oh no.
Bob's now void, the Thunderbolts have a conversation on the streets where they're like, fuck, we suck, hey.
Yeah. But then we get a cool scene that we haven't seen in a Marvel movie in a million years, which is the Thunderbolts helping protect people from, like, there's a big disaster happening and they're like, let's just save this family from this
and
rock.
The speech before with Guardian being like, oh, I was the most happiest I was when I was like a super, like this the state-sponsored superhero and like the citizens would cheer me and clap me. And then they get that moment of the citizens cheering them and clapping them because they acted like heroes. They saved people.
It's very cool.
And then we get an incredibly beautiful moment where Red Guardian saves, is it Red Guardian or Bucky?
No, it's Red Guardian.
Red Guardian saves a little girl.
He cops like a huge rock to the back. And he looks down at the little girl.
Now, prior to the movie starting, as we were watching sort of the trailers for like, you think it was like Fantastic Four and like the chair trailer, I sort of like go over to Nick and JD and yourself, Jack, and I'm like, is there anything Marvel right now could do that you would actually genuinely be surprised at?
Yeah.
And we were like full on pen.
Yeah,
and like, fair enough. That would be shocking and surprising.
And then we were just like, I was like, even if it was just one boob, that would shock me. And then
crazy.
I was like, also, if they just kill a kid.
Yeah, if they just kill a kid.
And we're like, that would be kind of surprising.
I'd be genuinely surprised. Cut back. Red Guardian saves a kid.
Yeah, he's looking at
a little girl too.
Yeah.
Cute as a button. And then they're like, we've saved the little girl. Yeah. And then
Void just goes, boom, boom. And she gets turned into a shadow.
Which is like really cool power set that the Void had kind of stuff.
And also, in the trailer, it makes it look like that maybe the Void is just like, there's just like a shadow over his face to like hide who he is. But no, he turns into a shadow man when he's Void.
It's
kind of like, like a Dark Link. It was really cool design. It was a very simple design, but it's a really cool, very effective way of doing it.
Yeah.
And again, I like that it was like not at all like messy or violent.
No. It was very just
very
like,
just like boom, 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 you boom. Exist, you don't exist.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, okay, cool. And then
the Void takes over Kingpin's New York. Yeah. And the whole thing
Kingpin
becomes
is like, what is going on?
Yelena's yelling at Bob, being like, you like, because Yelena and Bob, Yelena is the only one that's like properly like,
Bonded
with Bob. Yeah. And she kind of senses, because she kind of clocked the living through her trauma when she touched him. She's like, oh, we're both so alone.
Yeah.
So she's just like, you're better than this. And then he voids her.
Yeah.
Well, she kind of like willingly
steps
into the void.
She kind of goes into the void. And then they all go into the void. The void
live through their traumas.
Yeah, it's like a trauma maze where you wander through your trauma and stuff.
Yeah.
They break out and then they find, they go through Bob's trauma, all of the Thunderbolts, they all jump into the void.
I like that his trauma was also he was a meth chicken at one point.
Yeah,
which is also funny to be like, the villain of this had a meth addiction.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's great to just be like,
it is kind of weird
like him yelling,
I
was on meth! As the chicken is attacking everyone. Yeah. And you're like, for Australia. Oh, wow, cool, PG. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's just like the classifications board means absolutely nothing, which is fair. It never really has.
Nah. Then they go into when he became he got the injection, where the void is. Bob and the void have like a punch on while everybody else is like tied up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, he's beating the shit out of his trauma. While I was watching that, I was like, it's awesome if the message of this movie is punch your trauma.
Yeah, and it's just like a nice kind of like, oh, hey, again, it is like, it's on the nose. Like,
yeah,
it
but
is.
Honestly,
it hit you over the head
for
with, like,
a fucking
with
Marvel
themes.
Movie. It had such a lack of like cynicism that I was like, oh, that's lovely. Very nice.
Exactly. That's what I was. Yeah. It's earnest.
Yeah.
And there is no cynicism. And it is just like, it is beating us over the head with themes, but you're like,
it's kind of cliched and whatever. It's the power of friendship is what saves the day.
Yeah.
But that's
human contact.
I don't know, man. After watching so many movies, like, what the fuck? What is the message of Captain America, New World Order? Yeah.
Believe in yourself.
What's the theme of that movie?
Turn yourself
love
in.
Love your daughter.
Turn yourself in if you've done some treasonous crimes.
Yeah.
Turn yourself in if, the president has done crimes.
Yeah.
Which I know is an absurd idea.
That would
idea.
Be crazy, dude.
He would never.
I'm not a crook.
If the president has done crimes, even though the Supreme Court has said that actually a president can't. Even if you have,
the president
you need
should
to
go
be
to the raw.
Sorry and go to jail.
Yeah. That's right. Yes,
impeach yourself.
What if the president was sorry?
That's the
message. That movie. Anyway,
and also, in this, we haven't said it yet, but DeFontaine, is kind of bad. Like the Hillary Clinton that Trump keeps saying Hillary is, which, I mean, belligerent left again.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But,
big time, dude.
But I'm with her, and I would have voted for her a third time.
Yeah. Once again, sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you go for the lesser evil, dude.
She was friends with Epstein.
Yeah, of course.
But then so was Trump. In fact, Trump was better friends.
When I'm looking at someone who is friends with Epstein and someone that's friends with Epstein and has... being part of a rape trial.
Yeah. I know who I'm going to pick.
What's that? You're not a rapist.
Great.
This shouldn't be a hard choice. But what's the rapist stance on economics?
Exactly. I don't know. Lock her up and drain the
swamp. The emails.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. But his signal phone.
Who can say, dude?
I hope Trump adds me to that signal chat.
Yeah, dude.
Get me in
there. Get Dusher in there. You and Roger Federer.
Talk about the belligerent left.
I'll be like, hey, fellas, what's going on?
Yeah.
I'm just sending a selfie of me taking a shit.
You're not leaving immediately a journalist. You're like, whatever, I'll go to jail for treason or whatever.
Yeah.
For spying.
I don't know.
That was why I remember reading a thing. It's like, if he'd stuck around.
I was like, I don't know if they could get me because I'm not an American citizen.
True.
But
they'd
no, that
you,
would,
dude.
That would, yeah, yeah.
They'd get you. That's even more spying.
Yeah.
But yes, so in the end, they basically hug the void out of out of Bob, and then
which is a really cool thing because it was very much like the whole void was like, you don't, like, these people aren't with you. They're gonna turn you like everyone else has.
Yeah,
like, you know, I like his whole idea of Bob being, even when I try, I just make it worse.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see that like you know, one or two times initially when they're trying to break out of the complex or whatever, and then you see why he says it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you see where he's coming from, and it's just like, oh fuck, that hits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
that's hitting some points. Well done.
Absolutely.
Yeah? And then it's this whole thing of like, you know, you're alone. And it's just like, you're alone. You're a loser. You're always going to be a loser. You know, fuck you. And like, basically give into your rage, give into your depression, give into your violence. Just be like your dad.
Yeah.
Beat me up, you piece of shit. Just like your dad would. Solve your problems with violence. And so then he does. And then it's like, yeah, Yelena. And then the rest of the gang come all in. And it's just like, yeah.
You're like, oh, that's
it's
nice.
It's like, you're not alone.
Yeah.
You are loved. You're not alone.
Absolutely.
We can get through this together. And it's, again, very cliche, of course.
Yeah,
very obvious.
Honestly,
but you're like,
comparatively,
it's really nice. It's kind of beautiful.
That's lovely. It's nice to have a bit of earnestness in a Marvel movie. Mm. And then they're out. New York's good again. He's back to just being Bob.
And he can't become Sentry because if he becomes Sentry, he also becomes the other guy.
And he's kind of lost his memory a bit too.
Yeah. Every time he becomes the Void, he loses memory, which is kind of a cool way of showing that.
Yeah.
Well,
and then they're like, oh, hey, there's Elaine from Veep. We're going to go
Let's
kill
go
her.
Beat the shit out of her.
And then she kind of,
Red Guard is like, I'm going to kill her.
Like, no,
you're
going to
arrest her. Then you're like, oh, well, maybe I'm gonna hit her a bit.
And then she's like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I just need to quickly do something. And then she steps through a curtain.
Yeah.
And then they all chase her. And then as they step through the curtain, she's like, anyway.
It's like a huge press conference.
And
she's
just
told.
Like, obviously the city needs protecting and Sam Wilson's not up to the job. So introducing the new Avengers.
That's what the asterisk was
Which
about.
Which is exactly what we were hoping for this.
And then they're all just standing there looking like fucking idiots with their thumb up their ass. They're like, fuck, I guess we're the Avengers.
I guess we're the new fucking Avengers.
I guess
now.
We're the Avengers. And then Yelena leans into the
and she's like, we own you now.
Oh, what a wonderful, just like, we fucking own you.
That's the last line of the movie, I think.
Yeah. And then there's a post-credit scene where Red Guardian's like, I'm on the Wheaties box now.
Which is funny because that's a reference to a scene in the trailer that's not in the movie.
Yeah, he says on the Wheaties box. He says it in the limo.
Yeah,
it's not as prominent.
Yeah, he does say it in the film about like, you know, we could be like, you know, the...
you're right. Yeah.
In the Wheaties.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, is that part of like Black Widow as well? Like how he's kind of very much like, I want to be a hero and be like Captain America was like, you know, on the pack of a...
It might be a Black Widow thing because it's very understated in this. But yeah, post-credit scene where he's like standing in the supermarket looking himself on a Wheaties box and then someone comes in looking for cereal.
And he's like,
hey, look. And then it's like,
I guess, I don't know, man.
Then he hands the mother the Wheaties and then she's like, thank you. And then she walks down the aisle and just puts it back down and he's like, damn.
Yeah, like, that's me. And then there's a final post-credit scene.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, where they're in the Avengers Tower. And they're kind of still bickering
it's
and they
14
find out
months later
that Sam Wilson has also basically started an Avengers.
And he's trying to sue them.
Yeah, they're in legal trouble because of it. And then they get Bob's there too. And then they get notification on the Avengers computer. The Fantastic Four are here, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're like, we've got no space protection because they're not good at space.
Yeah.
And then they're like, should we just, like, Bob's like, it's like, why can't you fly anymore? He's like, I told you, I can't become that guy because I become the bad guy. Yeah. And then they're like, well, what are we going to do? Ride Bob?
And then the Fantastic Four.
Was like very, very full. He was pro. He wanted to ride Bob into space. Yeah. I do think there were a couple things in the movie that I think were, like, I liked it.
Yeah. Mm.
Four out of five, mm-hmm. which is pretty fucking good for a Marvel movie. A couple of things that I think were maybe underbaked.
Yeah.
I think it was never really clear why Elaine wanted Sentry. I don't really care, but they just never.
I wonder if that's just like a bad through line.
I think so. It felt like they
like
just,
as in like that's meant to be.
Yeah.
Like her wanting Sentry should make sense if we've seen all of her appearances. And I wonder if us not remembering Black Panther properly is.
Potentially.
Yeah, but
I'm trying because her appearances in like in the television are like I'm putting together a team and so she gets but clearly she wasn't. She was just putting together Black Ops.
I just need to know what the benefit for her. It's the only thing that I think is kind of missing from the movie.
Yeah, I think
structurally
she,
like why?
She,
if she was like I need because at one point she says get to decide how America is protected.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that benefits her because that seems like
I wonder if it would have like you wouldn't even be thinking that if instead of Sharon Carter being power broker it was Elaine.
Yeah, I probably would.
If it just turns out because then it's just like, oh, you want to like quietly run the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've forgotten about Sharon Carter being power broker yet again, even though I think this is not the first time you've mentioned that this week.
DeFontaine.
Yeah. If all she said was like the person who, you know, they say that the president rules the world or whatever, but the Avengers really rule the world. And if I own the Avengers,
if I'm the power behind the power, I own the
then
world.
Then I run America or whatever. Yeah. That I would have been, I just needed like one line.
Yeah.
And again, I don't really care. In a weird way, I don't think it was like, because sort of whatever. The movie's not really about the structural plot so much. It's more of a character thing. So that's fine. But that was something that I thought
was
missing.
She's the director of the CIA, which is the role she's being impeached from.
Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, she has, you know, America's best interest at heart in quotation marks. And to be like, you know, without the event, because this is, again, like, say what you will about, I guess, the DCEU, absolutely dog shit. But I do love that, you know, when the first, like, hey, Dave Harbour again, in like the first Suicide Squad or whatever, where it was just kind of like, even Batman in BVS, you know, if there is a 1% chance Superman goes crazy, we're going to take that as an absolute, you know, certainty. Which is kind of, I like that as an idea of like, look, he is good now, but what the
fuck
happens?
We don't know. He's so powerful.
If he goes crazy. And so, like, you know, from like, you know, that perspective of like, you know, Batman wanting to like kill Superman, look, a bit excessive, but funny. And then when they put together the Suicide Squad with like, initially it was like, what happens? Yeah. What happens if Superman goes crazy and wants to snap the neck of the president? First off, he'd get our vote. Secondly,
I guess
that's like that whole concept of like, then you want to make a century.
Yeah.
But you don't have that in Marvel.
Yeah, they just don't have a...
I mean, I guess, like, with the info that she is the head of the CIA, I just quickly had a look.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, she's... Because Wakanda Forever is, like, tensions between the U.S. and Wakanda, and she's team fuck Wakanda.
Oh, yeah, because she's like, they're...
She sets Ross up.
Yeah, because it's, like, it's Wakanda, Atlantis, and, like, you know, I guess Asgard, where, like, there are countries and, I guess, other, like, realms that are so much more technically advanced than us.
Yeah.
And America, number one, so we can't have that.
I guess she just wants to swing dick with Sentry, which is a line in the movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Yelena just out of nowhere is like, you finished swinging your tiny dicks? Did that feel good?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I want
to hang out with Yelena. She'd break my neck
Florence
for no
Pugh
reason.
Is just so charismatic.
And that actually reminds me, watching the start of this reminded me that she dated Zach Braff, and people hated that pairing so much that she had to go on the internet and be like, please stop bullying my partner, even though, because people were like, hey, he's like pushing 50 or is 50, and you're in your 20s. Mm. Don't you think that's fucked up? She's like, no, I love him. Anyway, they broke up very shortly after.
That's so funny. Yeah, dude, watching this, I was like, Florence Pugh could be the new guy, dude. I would happily put it. She has just as much charisma as Robert Downey Jr. I said charisma weird.
Yeah. You did. I mean, but you owned it. And I like
thanks,
that.
Thanks, man.
I think Wyatt Russell's also really good. Yeah. I think this is just a good combo of guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I loved US Agent. I've just
me too.
He was
my standout
such
character.
Such a piece of shit.
Asshole,
and I love
Captain
him.
America.
Well, I would say that this isn't my original thought, but the show, also on Sandspins Radio, Hey Fam, hosted by Levens and Angus Truscott. Mm-hmm. I was speaking to Angus after the screening through Instagram because he went to the premiere in Sydney. So I didn't break an NDA, Disney. We were talking about it with people that had already seen it.
Nice.
And he was like, US Agents sort of got like the Thor treatment where they made him sort of like comic relief-y, but he's kind of using comedy to work through his trauma of being like a loathed asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked that. I think another thing that I think I would have liked, and this is just... It doesn't matter that it's not in the movie, but I think maybe it's a bit of a missed opportunity because I think the scene would have been fun, is I would have loved a scene where they were in a different version of them getting up to the Sentry fight.
Yeah.
Where they have to fight a bunch of goons up the tower or whatever, and they suck at it.
Yeah.
I wanted to see, because it's sort of weird when they go, man, we're shit. But you're like, actually, you were pretty competent in the fight against Sentry. He's just Sentry.
I
would have loved to have seen a scene. Again, it's not really a criticism that's not in the movie, but I think it would have been fun where you see them try to do the classic Avengers fight where they're moving in sync, but they're like not, you know? Yeah. Where
they're like hitting each other.
Yeah, he's like you know, on your left. And then as he runs, Ghost is like, what are you talking about? They bump into each other. The shield rolls out of the way. Red Guardian slips on it. Maybe not that slapsticky. But you know what I mean?
No, they could have done that.
Where it's like
in
they sort of do that. I think, I mean, like, the breakout goes wrong, but then they all do play their part, and it does work.
The breakout is that, but I think then they kind of go from that to immediately being a really competent
team. I mean,
and that's fine. I just think that would have been a fun scene to see.
Yeah.
I think when they have that thing later on, they're like, they are shit. You know what I mean? Whereas I didn't necessarily
feel
like they
were. I will say that there's no big third act fight, and the ending is cool, it does feel like that there should be more movie.
I also think you could have done this as well. This is what I was thinking last night. There could have been a scene. It felt very a bit rushed to go from they have the Sentry fight, they go down in the street, then Sentry goes evil, then they fight Sentry. I feel like they could have been
With Sentry for like 10 minutes.
There could have been a bit where maybe it's like they're like, we suck, and they just fully break up. And then we see them living kind of like the sad, shitty lives. And in the background, you see Sentry saving the day a bunch. It's kind of like a nice juxtaposition of like, we fucked it up and Sentry's nailing it. And
so
then
like a,
when
like a
Sentry,
bit of a slow decline of Sentry.
Yeah,
as
and then,
to an
and then when Sentry goes void, they're like, even though we've given up and we're saying we're not this, oh, you know what? We are this, and they save the day.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I agree. It felt like they needed something in the middle there.
I think what this movie does that is why, because it, like, it's not a short, like, it's
no,
it's,
yeah,
it's
like
it's 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Bit, yeah.
Didn't feel it.
No, yeah, it feels brisk. But I think what this movie also is it's kind, it kind of feels like Thunderbolts and a Thunderbolts sequel in one.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, the first half of the movie should probably have a villain.
Yeah.
That's not Bob.
Yeah, I was thinking, like,
and then
like,
it builds,
you know,
towards Bob going crazy and becoming a villain. Because you kind of need,
like, I was kind of thinking, like, you know, them fighting up the tower, for example. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that would work. But again, you, they're just kind of maybe either just fighting, like, goons and whatever. But I'm
you
like,
need
yeah.
them to fight,
I'm
like,
oh, if they had, like, a mid-tier villain that they could kind of do. And again, I understand it, like, you're not like, everything like, is with fucking, punching and that kind of stuff. Yeah. But you kind of maybe wanted something there. Like, maybe Fontaine had, like, you know, and this is where you could have your cameo fuckfest from, like, comics, not just, like, MCU business, like, business, but, like, comic book business, where you're like, oh, yeah, cool. Here's some, like, you know, D-list villains or whatever. And then it's just like, they are incompetent, but they actually beat them up.
Yeah,
but like, not because they're a good team, just because, well, Fontaine had shit superheroes.
Yes, for sure.
But yeah, villains. That being said, like, in theory, these ideas work, but I do think that if Marvel, like, the MCU now put that into the movie, it would make the movie worse.
Yes, 100%.
So I think that this 100%. Is probably the best they could have possibly
done.
The
best version of it.
And, like, you get post, like, you get the credit scene, not the post-credit scene, but in between. Where it's just like, who the fuck are these guys?
Yeah.
That was good.
Not my Avengers.
Fuck these Avengers.
The heard around the world.
That's good. That's fine.
But I will say that because this feels like it should have, like, it could have been like the plot of two movies brought together, it bums me out that even though I have made a bet that I don't think they do a hard universe reset, it bums me out that Doomsday's around the corner because I don't think we're going to see this team.
Well, this is what I was saying when we talked about it last time. We got kind of hyped for it. I was like, it's a kind of a shame because we theorized. We were like, maybe Doomsday will open with them just getting decimated. And it's like, whoa, Doom's fucking, he destroyed the Avengers. And I think that sucks because I want to see, I love asshole Avengers. I love these characters that are bad, not bad people, but they're complicated people who aren't,
they're not
like,
squeaky clean.
They're not virtuous necessarily.
You know, you give Steve Rogers the super super serum, you get Captain America.
Yeah, exactly.
You give a guy who has, like, you know, depression and a meth addiction the serum, you get Bob.
Exactly. And I think it's fun. I want to see this Avengers try it, because I think this is the movie they've come together.
Yeah.
But now I want to see them try to be the Avengers. I think that's an interesting... If you give me a Thunderbolts 2, where I get to see fucking... What's his name? Walker? Tom Walker.
Yeah, Tom Walker. Famous clown.
No.
John Walker.
Yeah, how's he going to mime out of this one? Yeah. Tom, tell me. Make me feel things about a little coat.
Tom, you can't beat the Sentry by miming sucking your own dick.
Like, it'll amuse him and me. But I don't think it's gonna stop him.
I think you're gonna get squished. But yeah, I want to see John Walker have to do the, like, the squeaky clean Captain America stuff that he has no time for.
Yeah.
And to keep his anger, and like, that's, I don't know, that's interesting to me. And I don't think we're gonna get it.
Yeah.
My fear, my greatest fear for Doomsday now, is that the new Avengers will act as the comedic relief to Sam Wilson's real Avengers, and I think that stinks.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll be like Sam Wilson and Hulk and Ant-Man and the guys you love.
Yeah,
they're
Hulk
having
and Hulk's son.
Yeah,
Scar.
Scar's here, and also we're checking in on, like, the goofball Avengers over here, and they're doing a comedic scene.
They're all just farting.
Yeah,
they're farting
in each other's mouths,
and on their shields, and oh no, they're off a cliff.
Yeah, they've all got diarrhea or whatever.
I think what they could do is, if I'm right, and this isn't like a full hard reset, but just brings bits and pieces together, they could keep the Thunderbolts as basically the equivalent of New Guardians of the Galaxy, but just Earth-based stuff.
Yeah.
And the fact that they can't go to space is like their whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And anytime
that's true.
Things go to space, it's like, well, fuck.
That's not for us.
Can't ride Bob's.
For sure. Well, again,
I mean, but then also having Bob in the... Oh, I guess that's not that crazy, because, like... like Groot and stuff like capable of a lot.
And Bob is just like
Adam Warlock.
Yeah.
Bob is just like, hey, you know, if we never see him as a Sentry again, probably good.
Yeah.
He's just like,
I mean,
you know,
he's in Doomsday.
I know,
he's on the chair.
Yeah, I know that. As in, like, if we never see him as Sentry, he's just Bob.
Yeah.
It would be funny
just
if.
Just like, I can't do this.
I can't do that. It's
stuff.
Too much.
No.
I have to keep myself in check.
Yeah.
What's Bob been in?
But I guess, yeah, the fear is that they will. What happened to Guardians of the Galaxy in Infinity War and Endgame will happen to new Avengers in Doomsday and Secret Wars.
I think people have already
spoken. Which would be a bummer.
People have already spoken about this before, but Lewis Pullman is his big role that I kind of remember him from. He's Top Gun Maverick, where he plays a character called Bob.
Interesting.
His two biggest roles are going to be Bob.
Very interesting. Two Bobs.
Yeah.
Two
he's
Bobs.
Also in the Ballad of the Ballad.
Shaving a haircut.
Shaving a haircut, two Bobs.
Yeah. Mm.
God damn.
Bad Times at the El Royale.
Oh,
you like that
that's
movie.
That's a great movie.
He plays Miles Miller.
He's in that film.
Wow.
Damn.
That's crazy.
He's the like the combat vet, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
He's like, the most fucked up thing I ever saw was someone, they came in, he chained a wolf to a bed.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything, he just laid there with him.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
What a film.
I gotta watch that movie again.
That film rules.
It's really good.
Ah.
Jeff Bridges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah.
Thor is sexiest.
That's right. Oh, fuck, dude. Chris Hemsworth is so hot in that movie.
Like,
Holy shit, dude.
Makes me want to either join a cult or be a cult leader, because damn.
He's got that crazy deep V. Like
those cum gutters are like,
the cum gutters are on crazy, point. Dude.
Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, it's Bob in this. I was like, there's a shirtless superhero in this that's like, God damn.
Yeah, it's that's Bob. Yeah, you see when he gets shot to shit.
That was a very funny moment of like, what? He didn't need to get shredded, but he did. classic superhero films.
Yeah, dude.
But at the same time, it kind of fits his character just to be ripped for no reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
He spends most of it just in like a fucking, in scrubs, basically, a medical gown.
Kind of wandering around being like, what the hell's happening?
Hey, sorry, guys, I'm just Bob.
I'm just Bob. I don't know what's going on. I liked that because a lot of the trailers kind of made Bob seem like he would be the comic relief, and like he had funny moments, but it was very nice that it just kind of wasn't.
There.
Yeah,
right. Bucky is interesting because again, he is like one of the mainstays of the MCU. Mm. He's like one of he's been in like what every other film.
Yeah.
And like he's in this film, but he's not like the main character.
No.
Like he is a very pivotal. He does a very good role.
But he's truly not the focus.
Honestly. He is really good as an ensemble cast here because he's not that standout. Like he fills a really good role.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, and I'm thinking back on it, I'm like, Yelena, standout character. John Walker, standout character. Bob, standout character.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, Bucky, not really standout, but he's there and he does what he needs to. Really good job at it. Same with Ghost.
Yeah.
Not a huge standout. Like, you
I
know,
do
role,
wish
but
Ghost
also,
was developed a little bit more. I agree, though. I think she did a great job.
Do they develop her in Ant-Man and the Wasp and we just don't remember?
Not really.
So. But that might be where we were talking about, oh,
because Goliath made her.
Yeah.
You know, if Goliath was in like
was
a cut
probably,
scene.
That's what I'm, that, yeah.
Well, I reckon there is cut scenes of everyone's trauma.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah, that
then would Goliath would be in Ghost.
That's when I remember watching it and being like, "Oh, now we're gonna see Goliath."
Well, I thought we were gonna get a ScarJo cameo, but there's no cameos in this movie.
No,
unless you count the post-credit scene where you get the Fantastic Four song.
Yeah,
and on the ship
and the logo.
Yeah. But I think there probably was a
which
scene
which Nick Mason had spoiled for himself because he read the credits and they said Fantastic Four theme and he was like, "What? Oh, I know what's about to happen."
That's
now.
Funny.
the belligerent idiots in front of you did not read.
Yeah.
So we were very surprised.
I was dealing with my fucking insane water bottle.
You know, you were dealing with the, am I about to have diarrhea?
Yes, that's true, actually, I was.
Yeah, again, I think you mentioned it last night, JD, where it's like, I hope that the Fantastic Four film kind of ends with the reverse of what we see in Thunderbolts, where they
like
break through their universe into this universe.
Yeah, have a continuation of the Thunderbolts post-credit scene in the Fantastic Four post-credit scene, where they're just like, have Thunderbolts be the first people to discover Fantastic Four. And be like, who are you? What the fuck is going on? Where'd she go? There she is again.
I guess
she's invisible.
You guys are so much better than us. Where's she gone?
Narrate that when you meet her. Where is she? There she is. She's invisible. I get it now.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, I was like, oh, it's kind of a shame that this new Avengers will be pushed to the side by Sam Wilson's Avengers. But if you think about it, Sam Wilson's Avengers is a bunch of MCU actors that are probably close to MCU retirement age.
Mm.
Yeah. So whether or not they stick around, I actually don't know.
Also, where are we seeing them? Maybe we see them in like Doomsday and they're the ones that get, you know, pasted straight away.
Like what
and
you got?
Like, who's there? We don't know.
You got
Paul Rudd,
the Hulk, by which I mean Mark Ruffalo, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yep. Thor, Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth.
Klee?
No.
Well, we don't know what the fuck is going to happen with all of the characters that have been like, because like, are we going to see Sharon Carter?
Yeah.
Is Power Broker somehow going to tie into this?
Yeah.
No. No. Will she be there? Maybe.
Yeah, because like, yeah, when you mentioned her, once again, forgot her again. But like, yeah, I guess she would have probably been suited for either this film or Captain America.
Yeah, about working with anyone.
Like, hey, yeah, she's the reason. She's got the powers. Like, you know, she's the Power Broker. She gave to President Red Hulk powers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was the
reason.
Head of
she's
the
kind
Century
of
Project
part of the reason.
I wonder, I mean, look,
because Elaine from Veep paid her a shit ton of money. That's the kind of bullshit. Like,
unless they've learnt their lesson from the Marvels, sort of, where they're like, people aren't watching the TV show, so we can't tie it too heavily into those.
Yeah.
Well, again, this all happened in Kingpin's New York. And is it going to be referenced in Daredevil Season 2?
Yeah, there'll be one episode where everyone disappears for a second and then comes back and they're like, what the fuck was that?
Fucked up being, again, in the MCU to be like, I was here, then I was gone for 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I came back. Mm-hmm. The world had changed. That's all right. My wife had left me, but that's fine.
I've moved on with my life.
I kind of, you know, it's hard to open up a bank account when you're dead, but I'm not. I'm here. Soldiered on. Mm-hmm. I voted for a guy who thought it was, you know, about change and that togetherness. He turned out to be a Hulk and destroyed the White House.
Shit happens.
That's fine. And now I'm a Shadow Man.
Yeah, and then now I've been sent to my trauma. I don't know why.
The trauma I guess I'm living is me not being here for 5 years. Yeah. Not really bad again.
I'm back to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sick.
I guess we're just meant to assume in terms of Daredevil continuity that this takes place before Daredevil?
Or after,
yeah. Because I just think Kingpin would have something to say about it, dude.
Just think Kingpin would be like,
In New York, I love Vanessa. I went somewhere.
Oh, God, he's awesome.
Love him so much.
Gone. I became a shadow. Vanessa. We must rebuild. Went to my dark place. But I crushed it, and I've become stronger than I ever was. I'm going to take back New York from the Shadow Men.
For I do, yeah.
Kingpin's going a bit more crazy.
That's nice. This movie made me. It did bum me out to think about the next Avengers movies, and it made me want a timeline or a reality where we were just seeing like a grounded, more traditional Avengers movie where I had to see these characters test their mettle against their first real challenge. I don't know. That, me, is a more interesting movie than the fuck fest we're going to get.
Yeah.
Having said that, I think this movie was great.
Yeah.
I had a very good time with it.
Had a good time.
The amount of good time I had with it.
Yeah, again, so surprising. It is sad to know that we have the Fantastic Four and then Doomsday.
Yeah.
And that's it. It sucks that we kind of understand that, like, we're not going to live in this moment anymore.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a bit depressing.
This is temporary.
This sort of, once again, the MCU have really nailed, like hit out of the park of what it is like to be a comic book fan. They've really understood the idea of, like, when you strike gold and maybe accidentally and people kind of gel with it and that you really have a good time with it. And, they didn't plan for that.
No,
so
they didn't expect it.
So yeah.
We're destroying that now before we had, like, time to play with it.
Yeah,
so what you're feeling is what I was feeling when the Hickman left X-Men.
House of X stuff ended?
Yeah. Hawks and Pox was so fucking good. And for so long, it was like the best fucking book in the world. And then Hickman left because they're like, hey, yeah, you guys want to play around this? That's fine. And
we've released 12 excellent issues. We haven't had anyone come along and fuck it yet.
Exactly. And so it was like, hey, Hickman was like, I had this idea, this like three-act structure.
Yeah.
All the other writers were like, we like this. We want to play in this sandbox. And so it was like, okay, cool. And so he was like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to set it up for like my act two or whatever I imagined was going to be act two, but I'm going to change a few things because that's where you guys want to like play around
in.
And that's great. And so they're like, sweet, we get to play around with it. And so they played around with it maybe for a year because that's the thing was, it was kind of like Hickman was going to think end it within like within 12 months.
Mm. Yeah.
And so maybe we got an extra like 6 months before they were like, well, MCU is going to take on the X-Men, so we need to, like, burn this to the fucking ground, let's do the old bullshit again.
Yeah.
So, like, can you wrap up this in the most convoluted garbage way possible?
Wolverine's not dead. He was just a statue or whatever.
That happened years ago. No, Wolverine's going back in fucking time, man. Oh, it fucking sucks.
Wolverine, remember... This is like 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
They made a huge deal about the fact Wolverine was finally going to die. Yeah. He got encased in adamantium.
He did die.
He was just alive in there.
Now, the next episode, or next issue, whatever, there's like Old Man Logan popped up from the future. And so you're like, oh, okay.
That's cool because they wrecked Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
No, like, Old Man Logan is a standalone comic. It's great. And they're like, what if he's in the real?
Yeah. And Dr. Manhattan met Batman.
Yeah, dude. That's awesome.
But yeah, it's really nice that the MCU can really like... I guess capture that feeling of being a comic book fan of like, I was really excited for this.
And then wrapping it with, and it's so funny. It's so funny that like to me, were like the next movie, the premise of a bunch of guys who are very bad at being superheroes have been thrust into the limelight and how have to be superheroes just like up against fucking Abomination or whatever is such a like a million times more interesting than Doctor Doom is bringing the X-Men from the Fox universe to fight the guys from the universe, you know.
Yeah.
Over two movies.
Someone needs to save Florence Pugh from the MCU.
They really do.
Wyatt Russell deserves better, too.
Yeah, dude.
David Harbour, he's done enough dog shit. He's probably well within his element in the MCU. Not that I don't like him. It's just like, that's what he's used to.
Yeah, that's what he's comfortable with.
He's got Stranger Things
for five seasons or whatever.
Coming to an end at some point soon.
Yeah, yeah. And that's nice. Still good and not slop,
I don't know. I stopped watching season three.
It's pretty good.
Mm.
We watched it. It's like, it's too good. I mean, it feels like one of those things where, like...
It's gone too long?
No.
Wait, is he still in it, though?
Yeah, he's still in it. It feels like, we watched it during COVID, I want to say. We sort of caught up to it all. It's one of those things where you're like, oh, this would be cool if it was sort of like... not just good. It is good. It's like, if it was sort of like... had come out earlier or like had come, you know, it's like, oh, cool. Like this would be really cool if it was, you know, not a big gap between seasons.
Yeah. The gap's crazy. That's what turned me off. I was like, I don't remember what happened to these people.
Phil Wolfhard?
It's sort of the same, again, with like this
Millie Bobby Brown?
If this film had come out,
Drake
almost,
shouldn't have texted her.
He shouldn't have done that.
That is true.
If this film had come out, like, you know, after Endgame, like one or two movies after Endgame would have been like, oh, cool.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Damn, I understand.
I know what's happening next for Avengers.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
No.
It should have even if it was like the... where Quantumania was.
Yeah.
Because you need Black Widow. This movie doesn't work without Black Widow.
Correct.
Black Widow should have been I mean, it doesn't work because of the cast, but Black Widow should have happened before Civil War, where it set, like, if it was where...
No, I think you could even do Endgame, Black Widow. Whatever those movies were.
I think
honestly.
Spider-Man.
Okay, so Endgame, Black Widow, Shang-Chi, I guess. But also at this point, you probably don't need it.
No.
Yeah.
I was thinking Captain America Red Hulk. You honestly didn't even need to watch that.
Not at all.
Like this film didn't need, like it didn't need Captain America Brave New World to happen or New World Order, whatever it's called. It didn't need that because again, like it's barely mentioned. It's kind of offhandedly. It's just like, yes, Falcon is Captain America, but you didn't.
Yeah.
They could have mentioned Hulk is a whatever. But like again,
the last guy turned into an angry red Hulk.
You didn't need that. You didn't need that. That could have been cut. It was fine.
Yeah.
And you could have been this like, well, Sam Wilson is like, he's Captain America and he, you know, is suing you for whatever for the Avengers name. But like that also works directly after Endgame.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you haven't seen Sam Wilson pop up or if you've only seen him
I guess it is like technically a little bit exciting because you know that Sam Wilson was thinking about starting the Avengers up again in Captain America 4.
I guess.
And like that's a sign that it has happened because this is a time jump.
Yeah.
That is true.
But I think it'll be very interesting if we
maybe the time jump is after Doomsday.
Maybe
Doomsday's already happened and the Thunderbolts are all okay.
They survived it and then the Fantastic Four are coming and that's the next thing.
Yeah, that comes after Doomsday.
Dude, it comes after. It's half that copium.
Yes. I really hope that you're right and that it's like the Thunderbolts have to deal with Galactus. Awesome, dude.
Captain America with his next moment after like the Fantastic Four car comes through or whatever, it's Galactus's hand.
Yeah.
And they gotta ride Bob up there.
Yeah.
I like that you know, his shield's still bent.
Me too. That's
14
great.
Months later, his shield's still fucked.
How are they going to unbend it?
Such a nice detail, and it says so much about the character, and I loved it so much. Such a little thing where you see U.S. Agent's shield, like, when it's still intact, and it's just fucked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's covered in bullets, bullet, like, holes, and little nips.
Hasn't
and
been
digs.
Repainted at any
yeah,
point.
Yeah, I was like, that's awesome, because I can see the amount of shit he's done in that shield. That's so cool.
I like the little kind of, like, arcs in a weird way, or, like, the little kind of growth that they have about, like, you know, what they do, do they like this, whatever. Everyone is so insecure.
Yeah.
Bob is like, I shouldn't dye my hair. Everyone's, I don't know, I feels weird about it. And, like, you know, U.S. agent being like, do you like the helmet?
Yeah.
And Yelena being like, do you like the helmet? Then 14 months later, he's in a beret. You know, it's wonderful. It's really good. It's just like, he didn't like that. He was very self-conscious about the helmet.
I just love that he's sort of a piece of shit.
Yeah. Mm.
And he doesn't become, like, he deals with his trauma or whatever, but he's still kind of a piece of shit.
I like that he's like playing his cards close to his chest, and then Bucky just rolls in and is like, yeah, your wife left you and took the kid. Like, I know.
Yeah, dude.
We know each other.
Yeah.
And, like, he's like, you know, they're not going to kill me. I got, like, a wife and kid at home. I'm wonderful.
Yeah.
And they're just like, okay.
All right, dude, whatever. That was great.
Yeah. Anyway, good movie.
Yeah, shocked. I'm shocked, dude.
Good movie.
Good movie.
Can't wait.
For them to fuck it.
Yeah.
In the ass.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And can't wait for Australia to fuck it in the ass.
Yeah, brother.
Well.
Do you think Fantastic Four is going to be good?
Yeah.
Yes, but I think Doomsday will be bad.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
I think.
I think Fantastic Four will be fine. And then Doomsday will be bad.
As the trailer for Doomsday, when we watched Thunderbolts, it was saying it's in production now.
Yeah.
So that means that they currently probably only have half a script.
Yeah, that's true.
But the reaction may be about Thunderbolts. And maybe we'll, maybe kind of, you know, zig instead of zag.
Yeah,
but
that's a good point.
Or maybe they'll zog. I don't know.
Maybe they'll be like, well, initially we were going to make Sam Wilson's Avengers the main one, but... Captain America 4 was 1 million assholes.
So when we've, like, at time of recording, the embargo has lifted, which is good for us and our relationship, ongoing relationship with Disney. But the critical reception of this is, I mean, we're not in the minority. Yeah. Like, everyone's like, oh, this is a good one. So hopefully that makes people go see it. And my best friend Nerd Roddick hasn't posted that it's too woke or yet anything.
It's coming.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like, about mental health and loving each other. Mm. So
yeah, didn't end in a big fight. So what's that about?
And also power scaling. I mean, you know,
also main character girl. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, this shows that he's, and look, hey, I respect the hustle and grift. I just don't respect him as a man.
Yeah.
But yeah, Furiosa came out and he was like, woke garbage. But then at the end of the year, he was like, and they tried something original with Furiosa, which is a good movie, and it bombed.
Yeah, dude. It's all a grift.
Furiosa, woke garbage. You're the dumbest cunt.
And also, like, he's done a lot of stuff. Like, I went to prison because I was addicted to drugs and I was selling drugs.
Okay.
Awesome. And he's like, mental health's important. And then this movie's about mental health. And he'll be like, woke garbage.
Too much loving each other.
Yeah.
Also, a thing I saw before the movie came out is so many people being like, doesn't even make sense. How are they meant to fight Sentry? They're not strong. They're not. The Hulk should fight Sentry.
Yeah, the Hulk should fight
Sentry. And people were like, yeah, that's like an interesting premise to a movie. It's like, how are they going to do it? Not like, I guess it just will.
Yeah.
But it's funny that I think that's been kind of like baked into the way people think about these movies.
A lot of people hated Captain. Remember the lead up to Captain Marvel? People were like,
yeah,
if Captain Marvel's so strong, she can just kill Thanos straight away, and that's boring.
Well, and I remember when they, part of the marketing for
Captain
Marvel.
Go on r/power scaling and then shoot yourself in the head.
Because I remember when the marketing for Captain Marvel appearing in Endgame and Infinity War is they were like, she's the most powerful event. Like, that was the way they sold her, because I guess there's a portion of the audience that's like,
wrong with
I need the strongest guy.
Like, what is just wrong with it? Like, fucking cunt. We're probably part of the problem, and especially
definitely
very early
we're part
on.
Of the problem.
Like, Jesus Christ.
We're part of like eight problems.
Oh, 100%. So belligerent. But it's like, you know, it's like, oh, who's going to win in a fight? You know, Superman or Batman? Who's going to win a fight? You know, Iron Man or Batman?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
who cares? Like,
yeah.
When they did, like, you know, Marvel v. DC back in the day, and they're probably going to do it again, and they're probably going to make a movie out of it.
Yeah.
Like, again, it's not about, like, you.
He's right.
It's written by other dumb cunts. Like, it's written by fucking people. They're going to go with whatever's interesting. Like, I don't, in an arm wrestle, I don't give a shit if, I don't know, Superman would win against, say, Thor. Mm. But, like, in a fight against them, I also don't give a shit who will win.
Yeah.
Because Why are they fighting?
Mm, yeah,
that's
yeah.
more interesting. If they have a reason to fight, if there's a reason.
Yeah, man. But it's clearly been baked into the idea of these movies. I mean, they must be pivoting it away from it now. I don't know. But yeah, that was definitely a thing. And I wonder if people will say that about this movie too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so swag giveaway.
Yeah.
And if you're if you somehow have a connection to Nerdrotic, let them know. Listen to this episode. Come on the show.
Yeah, dude.
We'd love to. And also, like, you're so brave. Talk about how funny it is to fuck a dog.
Yeah.
That's the baseless speculation way. Exactly. We can say anything.
You motherfuckers out there saying slurs. We're saying, what if you fucked a dog and its tail wag? Yeah. Okay. We're actually pushing boundaries.
Wrong boundaries.
Oh no, I might get demonetized on YouTube if I don't beep fuck. Fuck you.
They might send me to jail for the things I said.
I'll send you to a gulag.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah,
the Viet Cong are reforming to try and take me down. Anyway, Nerdrotic, come on the show. We'd love to hear your thoughts on whatever's gone woke now, so we can tell you you're a fuckwit.
Yeah.
We will listen.
Yeah.
Because nerd things is the most important thing in the world. You're so right.
Yeah, we won't just talk over you like we do our good friends anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So. We're beefing. We're starting a beef, dude.
I like things, and even I can understand that they're stupid. Yeah. So if you're dedicating your life to being like, wow, Hollywood's wrecked the most important thing in the world, Superman comics, you're a fucking idiot. You're so stupid.
Just say that sentence
out loud to
yourself.
You're the dumbest man in the world. shout out to my YouTube algorithm and shout out to all the listeners. And if you want to support the show, you know, just subscribe to Baseless Speculation Plus.
Exactly.
And if you want to support us as a whole, sign up to Sandspants Plus. Exactly. You get more stuff. It's not just Baseless Speculation related. It's, I would say, less, equally or less angry than this, probably less.
Baseless Speculation is probably our angry. Well, it depends. Baseless Speculation, our anger goes outward. And Plumbing the Death Star, it goes to
Hey, let us know. Did you like Thunderbolts? And on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joe.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. We've been the BS boys.
What do you think of that?
Anything I said that counts as libel or slander?
We were joking. He was joking.
In Minecraft.
Yeah. No, that doesn't work anymore because someone threatened to kill a cop in Minecraft, and that cop is someone that's just like, I do not respect 4chan, and I'll arrest every single person on the
website.
That
is smart. I mean, there are cops, so ACAB, but also it's smart not to respect 4chan.
He also doesn't respect cops. He's a weird guy. There's videos about him. I forget his name. Okay.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but everything we said was a joke, maybe.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.